How to Make the Bible Your Hobby, Part 6. Hello, Malcolm here with Quiet Time Coaching, episode 560. And today in Part 6, we're talking about how helpful resources can help us to make the Bible more like a hobby than just a task to be done. Bible study resources. There's a treasury of such resources. And in fact, we've been touching on some of these all the way through the series so far, and we will continue to do so in some of the episodes still to come. But I want to talk today about some specific Bible study aids that have helped me over the years. Firstly, Bible software. Bible software. Have you come across Bible study apps like YouVersion or Logos Bible Software? My favorite, personally, is one called Accordance. I've been using it for almost 20 years now. Now, I don't know how you feel about Bible apps. For some of us, maybe we think, all I need is the Bible and the Holy Spirit to study well. And of course, on one level, you are correct. However, if you limit yourself to that, in this day and age, when we have so many resources available, and so cheaply for that matter, I would say that you're missing out. You're missing out on ways in which the Bible could be even more like a joyful, pleasurable hobby. You see, multitudes of scholars have spent countless hours studying deep and intricate aspects of Scripture and its context that you and I will never have a chance to investigate. And in good Bible software, and there is some rubbish out there, has to be said, but in good Bible software, and it exists, this kind of expertise is brought to our fingertips just where and when we need it. What a joy it is to live in an age when we have these resources. Now, in the show notes, which are on the website, you will see a screenshot. And in that screenshot, you'll see my Accordance Bible software setup, the workspace setup for when I'm doing my Bible study, especially like more deep Bible study. Now, if you have a look at it, I won't try and describe all of it here orally, but it's there visually on the website. It might look a bit complicated. It might look a bit overwhelming, but you don't have to imitate exactly what I'm doing here. But what I'm showing you is some of the resources, not all of them by any means, in fact, only really the tip of the iceberg, but some of the resources that I have when I open up a text, multiple translations, not just one or two, but 5, 10 or more if I want them. Commentaries. I particularly like the word biblical commentary, but the Tyndale is very good. Bible Speaks Today is very good. The Expositor's preaching commentary is very good. There are so many. Having access to those commentaries, which I can look at a verse in the scripture and then at a commentary or two or three, to have it right there. To have my own notes up on screen, I can read what I've written in the past as notes about this passage, as well as add to it. And then other links to further resources like Bible dictionaries, atlases, timelines, which I can use to illuminate and inspire my own personal Bible study. They're so helpful. With an app like this, you can see a transliteration of the Hebrew or the Greek. That means you can see the Hebrew and the Greek and the literal English underneath. If you're interested in the topic, you can find every verse reference to a particular word or phrase. Recently, I was in Psalm 91, verse 11, which says, "He will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways." And I wanted to understand more about angels. So with two quick clicks of the mouse, I was able to bring up all 323 verses in the Bible that mention angels. Two more mouse clicks, and I had a Bible dictionary article to read on the topic. I mean, it's hard to describe how amazing this is and how much we are blessed to have this in our day and age compared to people from the past. And of course, you can also get in Bible software apps like this add-on modules, which will give you insight into church history or the teachings of the early church fathers, detailed articles on biblical topics like covenant or law or grace and the Spirit and so much more. And most modern decent Bible apps can be used on a mobile device or on laptop or desktop. So you can indulge your Bible study hobby even while on the move. So let me ask you, do you have a Bible app? Do you use it? Would you consider doing so? If you don't have one, why not trial it? For example, you can download Accordance and use it free for 90 days. Let me know how you get on. Until then, take care and God bless.